Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2019 London Swine Conference. My guest is Tyler Utsi, the Vice President of Brussels Transport. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
My pleasure.
As part of the 2019 London Swine Conference, you discussed biosecurity beyond the barn. First of all, how has the focus on biosecurity in the livestock transportation sector changed? What has driven that change and why?
The introduction of PED to the province created a huge difference in biosecurity. 5-6 years ago, we hardly had to wash any trailers at all. Hardly any of our producers wanted to spend money on washing. As soon as PED hit, we had to start washing 75% of our trailers immediately. We had to build new wash bays, hire new wash staff. It made a huge difference in the way we do business today.
What are the key challenges faced by livestock transporters in maximizing biosecurity at the farm when loading, and why?
A big thing now is having a clear, clean way to get into the trailer to prevent any outside contamination off the ground from getting into that clean trailer. So you want to have an easy place for a driver to change into his clean boots and get into that clean trailer.
What is the importance of the use of a Danish entry? How has that changed and why?
I think Danish entry is the best solution to this problem. It creates a clear line of separation. It allows a driver to change into his coveralls and boots inside, out of the elements, out of the pouring rain, the snow, the wind. And it gives, it's 2019, drivers shouldn't have to climb into a trailer anymore and get soaked in the process. We should be able to build good enough entrances that these drivers are comfortable and safe while changing to get into the trailer. And then that line of separation needs to be clear. The barn staff needs to keep it clean so that we're not doing all this work changing and then changing into a dirty system.
What does an effective Danish entry need to actually consist of? How does it need to be maintained, and how does it need to be used?
So first, they should have steps instead of a ladder to get into it. Steps are much safer for the driver to climb up carrying his tote with him. So steps instead of a ladder is number one. The door to get in should swing outward so that you have the entire inside space to change into. The bench should be clean so the driver can sit down on a clean surface and change into his clean boots. The clean area should actually be clean. That shouldn't need to be said, but it does. And then the loading area, I think they should all have a double gate. So one gate that swings back across the hallway to stop any pigs from going back into the barn once they're past you. And then a second gate that swings back to cover the entrance into the change room area when you go to chase those pigs in. Most systems have the one gate to stop the pigs going back into the barn, but they don't have the second gate to stop the pigs from coming back into our change area. So two gates is optimal.
In terms of preparing the pigs for loading, what are the key factors that need to be considered and why?
Hogs should be taken off feed at least 8 hours prior to shipping. A hog with an empty stomach loads better. They don't make the trailer as dirty. I like to use the metaphor of someone, a human doing a 5K race for the first time. If you're going to run your first 5K race, you're not going to do it on a full stomach. You're not going to eat a huge meal right beforehand. And we can all agree that a pig getting loaded onto a trailer is the most stressful time in its life. They shouldn't be packed full of feed right before they do it. They should be taken off feed 8 to 12 hours beforehand. The recommended method by the government is currently 36 hours without feed, going down to 28 hours. So if you're shipping hogs to a Ontario plant, you have 28 hours from the time those hogs are without feed before they're slaughtered. You're never going to reach 28 hours. There's no way.
What are the advantages of minimizing the amount of feed, keeping those pigs clean, keeping the truck clean.
Hogs are much easier to move. A driver has much easier time getting them into the trailer, closing the gates, getting them off the trailer. They've run off way easier if their stomachs are empty. You have a much cleaner trailer at the end of the day, which helps reduce the spread of PED and other diseases. A clean trailer is easier to wash for the next load. It's easier for me to clean my boots and coveralls for my next load. It keeps the plant docks and receiving assembly yard docks cleaner and easier, and reduces the risk of cross-contamination with other trucks there as well.
Why is it so important for the producer to take the time and take these steps to make the job of the transporter easier?
Honestly, any driver with an AZ license in this day and age can go to any company and get a job at the snap of their fingers, whether that's dry van freight, flatbed freight, or livestock. So we need to give these livestock drivers a reason to stay in livestock. We need to make the job easier for them. We're also coming up to a huge driver shortage. The majority of the good trained livestock drivers in the industry are over the age of 55. So in 5 to 10 years, most of them are going to be retiring, and we need young people to come in and replace them in this industry. So we need these improvements. We need to be able to give them safe, easy ways to get in the trailer. We need to give them a way to stay clean, cleaner while they're doing the job. And a cleaner driver is a happier driver.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I don't think so. Thank you for your time. Thanks for the questions.
Thank you. Our guest has been Tyler Utsi, the Vice President of Brussels Transport. At the 2019 London Swine Conference for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.